When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dean, I thought the actors' strike was just about over, but what happened?
I thought for sure that they were going to wind things up yesterday. The studios over the weekend, on Sunday actually, they were in talks all weekend long, and then on Sunday, the studios said that they had submitted what they called their best and last offer. Sounded pretty final, and so I thought it was going to be done. And the actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, came back and said, not good enough. They said it still falls short of their demands. Artificial intelligence seems to be the biggest sticking point still with this, the use of artificial intelligence and actors not being compensated for their voices or likenesses that are created digitally. So they may get back to talks today. They have not confirmed that, but they're once again at a stalemate with this strike now that's gone on for the last 4 months.
We heard about the Bear being renewed, but this could mean it'll be delayed before we get to see it. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Everything is... We almost haven't begun to see the effects of the strike because everything is on hold right now. They may have some that are already done for season three, but they did announce there will be a season three yesterday. So that's good news. Whether or not they're actually, the actors are available to do anything right now is still kind of up in the air. So, we'll keep an eye on that. FX. For all of their, everything's on hold, says that The Bear wowed audiences in its first season only to achieve even greater heights in season two. So it's super popular. Let's get those Italian beef sandwiches back on TV as soon as possible.
Yeah, and all the people around here back to work who... Our behind-the-scenes support
the truth.
For shows like that.
That is the truth.
This is kind of sad that Matthew Perry was thinking about doing a movie about his life.
Yeah, all these stories are coming out, and they're a little bit creepy that after he was laid to rest on Friday, yesterday somebody came out and said that it was Matthew Perry who insisted that Chandler not cheat on Monica during the show. According to this person who said this, there was going to be a storyline on Friends like that, and it was Matthew Perry who said no. But this story I find much more interesting, that we know that Matthew Perry wrote his memoir to help other people who are struggling with substance abuse. Now we are learning that he wanted to tell that story on the big screen as well. To tell his life story, not playing himself in this movie. He chose Zac Efron as the person that he wanted to play himself in this movie. Matthew and Zac did a movie together back in 2009 called 17 Again. I guess they were pretty good friends. I guess he had a lot of confidence in him. I can see Zac Efron as Matthew Perry in the show. So if that will ever see the light of day, we just don't know yet. And still no cause of death announced yet. That's going to be quite a while.
Dean, tell us about James Corden's new job.
James Corden could not stay away from the microphone for too long. He gave up his spot on CBS's Late Late Show. And said he told us when we talked to him that he was going to take his time to decide what to do next. And one of those things will be as a host on Sirius XM satellite radio. It's going to be a new show called This Life of Mine with James Corden. He will have conversations with celebrities. He says will be untold stories. Set to premiere early next year, but they haven't announced any details just yet. 8 years he was on after I think he was on after Letterman, and then also after Stephen Colbert took over the late night spot there.
Yeah, he grew on me. I really got to like him.
Yeah,
didn't you?
They did some amazingly creative things. It was such an original format that he had, at least for us in the U.S. Really, if you look at some of the British talk shows, the chat shows, it was very, very similar to that, where you have you know, three guests on the show, everybody out at the same time. And it was just a nice conversation between everybody, you know, much like the Cromie Circle, Bob, back in the day, or Irv Cups, and it's the Lively Art of Conversation, where, you know, you'd have everybody out there and everybody talking, you know, and having a nice conversation. That's what he did. And then, of course, Carpool Karaoke and, you know, so many of his other features that he did that became internet sensations.
Yes, they did. Jay Leno's coming to the area, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Hard Rock Casino in Northern Indiana. That's in Gary. This coming Saturday night. He's always, even when he was at the peak of his popularity as host of The Tonight Show, he still would go out every weekend and do stand-up comedy. He just loves to do it. And he's going to do it here Saturday night. I caught up with him in a little Zoom chat, and we talked a little about comedy these days.
What are you talking about these days in stand-up? I mean, you know, you're very topical. You're looking at the
politics.
News right,
you know,
now, and everything is so sad.
I've taken politics out of it only because people want to know the punchline before they hear the joke. You know, today Donald Trump, what? You know, I mean, and they want to know if it's pro or con or the, you know, I like to think that people come to a comedy show to maybe get away from that. I mean, I don't consider my opinion to be of such importance. You know, I always tell comedians there's nothing harder than writing a joke. Comedians will take any non-joke related job because, oh, that'll be, you know, that'll be easy. You know, they become the host of this, or they do something, or even a game show, although I'm doing a game show too, but I'm also doing comedy. Because anything to get out writing jokes, because it's so hard to write jokes. So if you put the effort into it, people really do appreciate it. Doing stand-up is the economy of words. It's the ability to use the least amount of words to get to. That's where Rodney was the master. You know, Rodney had some of my favorite jokes. One of my favorite was, he goes, I walk down the street, I see a bar, it's a Topless and Bottomless. I went in, there was nobody there. I mean, isn't that a great joke?
I could listen to Rodney Dangerfield 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And you know, I knew Rodney for 30, 40 years. I have no idea if he's Democrat or Republican. We never once discussed, we only threw jokes back and forward or made fun of something to get material out, you know, and that was the key to it. I don't want to be lectured when I go to a comedy show. You know, I just watched my friend, you know, my new friend, Nate Bargatze. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah.
I just saw him on Saturday Night Live. Perfect monologue, really funny, really human, really personal. And I really, really enjoyed him. I thought he was great. And I didn't get a lecture, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's that's the deal now with stand-up comedy. It's such a tricky thing from the days when, you know, not that Rodney Dangerfield ever did anything that controversial, but think back at, like, some of the Don Rickles' material. Would he be able to do that material now?
No.
You know, these days when everything, you know, needs to be so politically correct?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Everything's changed, and people are charging up on stages and attacking the comedians.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world of doing that. But as far as stand-up comics go, I was always more of a Letterman fan. I liked Jay Leno. But I would never miss David Letterman. But as far as stand-up comedy goes, there were few better than Jay Leno.
Well, as Letterman will tell you himself, all of those guys from that generation looked up to Leno. And I remember seeing him early on, way before he became guest host on The Tonight Show. I never saw a stand-up act as funny as what Leno did back before he had to do these nightly monologues. And if you're in the L.A. area, he still, if he's home, he'll do stand-up at that little comedy comedy club at Hermosa Beach on Sunday nights.
Yeah, he just pops in and tries out new material. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where I saw him. Might have been Zany's or someplace years ago. He shows up and gets on stage. And he starts throwing out Italian beef sandwiches at the audience. He stopped by Mr. Beef on Orleans.
Yeah, yeah.
And he picked up, I don't know, like a dozen sandwiches or something. He's tossing them out to people out on the street.
He brought a sandwich on Letterman one night, I remember.
Yeah.
And finally, Boy George headed to Broadway. Really?
Yeah, so I'm making my reservations now. I can't wait. He is going to be stepping into the role of the MC. Kind of the host on in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. That's going to be February 6th through May the 12th. So if you're a Broadway fan, hey, Boy George and Culture Club, there was nobody bigger back in the day. 1984, they won the Grammy for Best New Artist with all their... They did have a lot of hits. Now he was on Broadway one other time 20 years ago in a musical that was about his own life. The production was not successful, but he's coming into a show that is enormously successful now. This Moulin Rouge musical is just fantastic, and I can imagine him being really good in that role.
And coming soon to Broadway, we hear they're working on the Victory Auto Wrecker story, which you will be in, right?
Let's hope. I'll be narrating it. I'll just be doing one line, like Mel Brooks does that one line in The Producers.
Oh, right.
I will be doing just one line. By the way, the Victory Auto Wreckers, I gave an incorrect date, partially incorrect date, yesterday when they are going to be closing permanently, but they will be accepting orders. I think I said the 18th, and it's actually the 30th of November, that your old car may still be worth money.
That old car is worth money.
There you go. Classic.
I've changed my calendar. Thank you.
All right.
And we'll talk tomorrow.